cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a colder night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light. A needle drop on a 45 are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new year's off and they get to getting old, time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I could look at my whole life. A love after years of shift work, all fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old.
Pepin and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Plans are being put in place for Sunday's memorial service for Charlie Kirk.
Homeland Security has designated Kirk's funeral in Arizona this Sunday as a level one event. That's the same security designation that the Super Bowl gets. The stadium can fit more than 70,000 people, but officials predict up to 100,000 may show up, with President Trump and Vice President Vance among the speakers.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely. This after comments Kimmel made regarding right-wing influencer Kirk's before his death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. Unions representing entertainment professionals condemning the move. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines are being recommended for children against diseases like measles, chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. October milk up 70 to 1735. November up 66 to 1702. December up 55 to 1712. January up 29 to 1703. Cheese markets, barrels up 2 3/4 to 164. 40-pound blocks up 5 3/4 to 168.5. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4 to 181. 9 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up a half to 114.5. 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 61. And one trade on the day. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses once again in the live and feeder cattle markets. With no substantial support arising from anywhere, it came no surprise that live and feeder cattle contracts did close lower. Boxed beef prices were lower as well. Now, while feeder cattle remain at historically high prices in the countryside, we're seeing a typical pullback in prices as more unweaned and unvaccinated cattle are beginning to trade in the market. Meanwhile, hog markets, without enough support developing in the market's fundamental, the lean hog contracts had no other choice but to move lower. October live cattle down 235 to 231.10. September feeder cattle down 330 to 355.02. October hogs down 5 cents to 97.32. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day. The weather should allow for good early harvest progress for corn this week, while soybeans, with the weather, looks to see an early harvest for soybeans in the east due to the weather. And wheat markets lower. The plains weather should help with planting progress and early emergence. December corn down 2 3/4 to 426 3/4. November beans down 6 to 1043 3/4. And December wheat down 5 3/4 to 528 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Duranda, cash and October corn 367, December 372, new crop 26, 406. Cash and October beans 934, December 943, new crop 26, 975. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 372 and three quarters, October, November 376 and three quarters, December 381 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 381, October 377, December 380. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 371, cash and new crop beans 958. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 377, new crop 26, 415, cash beans 942, new crop 26, 994. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 381, October 380, November 380, new crop 26, 420. Cash and October beans 949, November 949, and new crop 26, 1024. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 369, new crop 373, cash beans 961, new crop 961. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 194 to 220, market cows 110 to 164, bulls 168 to 204, calves 520 to 1630, beef steers 310 to 680, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, doe 115 and down, bucks 255 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 165 to 260, fed lambs 200 to 222, ewes 100 to 135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So my sandwich shop was opening in a week and I needed signage.
A week is plenty of time to panic.
I went to Staples. They printed banners, posters, and flyers to promote my grand opening.
All in time for your grand closing.
Nope, I had it same day. I even got $125 off my order.
Holy onions. For all your business printing, Staples.
That was easy.
Now save up to $125 on custom print orders. In-store and online, same day if ordered by 12 p.m. Into 11-1, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here the overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Mid-60s and light winds. Shower and storm chance continues into your Thursday. Partly sunny skies and afternoon highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you ever be. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. This autumn moon. watch the wind blow by, yeah. All I wanna do is watch the wind blow by. All I wanna do is watch the wind blow
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. But the song in the heart of mine puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit and I Love a Rainy Night here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s. We're going to see a cool down coming up here as we head into the weekend. We have more details with our ag weather forecast. Also coming up next hour, we'll have Mike Davis in as National Corn Growers was having a corn challenge recently, and we're going to find out who those winners are, and we'll find out more about that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting and its members are working to end rural hunger. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Food insecurity knows no boundaries, but it disproportionately impacts rural areas of the country. That's why the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and its members are teaming up with Feeding America to ensure everyone has access to healthy meals. Lynn Newhope, president and CEO of Feeding America, says a surprisingly large number of children are threatened by hunger every day.
During the whole month of September, Feeding America and our national network of 200-plus food banks, over 60,000 faith-based and community-based organizations that all work together to ensure that people facing hunger have access to the nutritious food that they need. All across the country, we're working to come together with our partners to elevate the voices of people who are facing hunger and inspire our nation to take action.
Newhope says that hunger hits rural areas even more than urban centers.
There are over 47 million people in America who are experiencing food insecurity, including 13 million children. That's one in five kids. And what we know about rural hunger is that the rates of food insecurity in rural communities can be much, much higher than in other areas. We know that in many rural communities, child food insecurity rates can be as high as nearly 50%.
Drew Montre, Vice President of Agri-Food Engagement at Feeding America, says they work with farmers across the country who are making a difference.
Our network works with farmers in the ag community every day across commodities and across skills. So for some farmers, that means they connect regularly with a local agency in their community or their local food bank. And we're encouraging you to reach out to your local food banks to see how you can get involved.
For more information on how you can help, visit NAFBHunger.com. That's NAFBHunger.com. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Mid-60s and light winds. Shower and storm chance continues into your Thursday. Partly sunny skies and afternoon highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a plane flying out of here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her. I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me. First class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gary Allen and right where I need to be here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom's new Read and STEAM lessons are now available. The project features new activities paired with 13 accurate agriculture books. Comprehensive training materials, including workshops, digital templates, and website resources, were developed to ensure effective implementation in diverse educational settings. Now, the Read and STEAM initiatives aims to provide educators with fresh, engaging content that can help make students make meaningful connections to agriculture while expanding Wisconsin agriculture in the classroom's reach statewide. Now, books are now available. All you have to do is visit the Wisconsin Agricultural in the Classroom's website for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. It's been said an auction puts the real market on display one bid at a time. And sale barns across rural America this year have been full of excitement with strong cattle prices. But in Wisconsin, a hike to permit fees by more than 1,500% could push some auction barns to close. I'll have the details after this. Are you looking to build a pole barn, workshop, ag building, or that dream garage? Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester Building Systems. For over 75 years, with more than 180,000 buildings dotting the landscape, Lester has been America's trusted partner for custom pre-engineered post-frame buildings that last. Whether you're a farmer, business owner, or just need more space, they've got your back. With top-tier materials, innovative design, and a team that knows how to get it done. From concept to completion, it's your building, your way, backed by local expertise and the strength of a national brand. Expect a professional, hassle-free experience. Design it, visualize it at LesterBuildings.com. That's LesterBuildings.com. Lester Building Systems, for a building that lasts a lifetime. Yes, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has proposed a sweeping increase in fees for livestock auction markets. A sale barn license that today would cost around $420 would jump to more than $7,400 under the new rules. Late fees would also rise sharply from about $84 to nearly $1,500. And it's not just barns. Livestock truckers would see their registration fees climb from $60 to around $370 per vehicle. It's more than five times higher than today. Dealers, buyers, haulers, all would be impacted in the new proposal, with some categories facing increases of several hundred percent. State officials say the hikes are necessary to cover the cost of licensing, inspections, and disease traceability programs. As recent cuts to funding from USDA take hold, they warn, the animal health system could run a deficit of over $1 million in the next 2 years. Supporters say the money is well spent, protecting Wisconsin's $45 billion dairy and beef industry from outbreaks and helping ensure food safety. But operators see a different picture. Compared with neighboring states, they argue, Wisconsin's proposed rates are far out of line. Minnesota charges around $300, Illinois $200, and Iowa only $50 for similar licenses. Industry groups warn the new fees could push businesses across state lines, leaving Wisconsin barns and truckers at a competitive disadvantage. And this comes at a time when sale barns have already been under pressure. Over the last two decades, the number of dairy farms in Wisconsin has fallen by two-thirds, leaving fewer animals moving through the auction ring. Many barns have closed their doors, while survivors have stayed afloat by diversifying their offerings. Sale barns don't just provide marketing options for local farmers. They support their host community with jobs and bring folks to town. In many communities, the local auction may also be the best place to get lunch and a hot cup of gossip. I mean coffee. I'll be back with more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
As Wisconsin officials look to raise fees on their state's livestock industry, we hope they remember the value that local auction barns and strong animal agriculture networks provide in these rural communities. Everyone is running on tight margins, it seems, in 2025. Let's work as a team. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion: love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain. It goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold.
Told me goodbye, but I'm
knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a car to drive, slamming her back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for. Whenever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crash, slamming them back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're the kind of woman I've been dreaming of, but I never thought that I could ever say it good enough to win your love. Think I'm foolish, you'll probably tell me so. I'll open up my heart and then you're probably gonna tell me no. But here I go, I wanna give you all I got inside. I see you, I feel my heart begin to lose control. And all I know is that I'm feeling something I've never felt. I wanna be with you and nobody else.
There I've done it, and there I've said it. There you have it.
Yeah.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. University of Wisconsin-River Falls faculty and staff, along with a recent UW-River Falls graduate, traveled to Thailand as part of a larger group this past summer to learn about that country's growing dairy industry and explore opportunities to collaborate. The trip was funded by a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The idea behind the grant was to promote collaboration and networking between the dairy industries in Wisconsin and Thailand, said Grace Lewis, a UW-River Falls assistant professor of food science and principal investigator for the grant. Lewis was joined on the nine-day trip by UW-River Falls dairy plant manager Ruben Nielsen, recent UW-River Falls graduate Neva Bollinger, director of quality and grading for Wisconsin Aging and Grading Cheese Incorporated Randy Swenson, and UW-River Falls Assistant Professor of Geology, Kevin Thason. They were also accompanied by representatives from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin who helped organize the travel. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, are reintroducing bipartisan legislation, the Fertilizer Research Act, which would require the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct a study on competition and trends in the fertilizer market and their subsequent impacts on prices. Grassley, a lifelong family farmer and member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, said fertilizer is an essential tool of our farmers rely on to maintain healthy soil and improve crop yields. Ernst said, "I'm working hard to drive down fertilizer costs and make life more affordable for both farmers and consumers. By gaining a better understanding of the fertilizer industry, the approach will provide the foundational knowledge needed to give farmers much-needed clarity and certainty as the harvest approaches." The Fertilizer Research Act is endorsed by the National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, and other organizations. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are set to formally begin consultations ahead of the review of their regional USMCA trade accord next year. The U.S. and Mexico announced this week. The consultation process began Wednesday. Mexican Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard said an evaluation of the trade pact's results over the past 5 years will take place between now and the end of the year to prepare for negotiations over a possible extension of the agreement in 2026. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, which estimates that USMCA covers nearly $2 trillion in U.S. goods and services within the region, made a similar announcement in an official notice seeking public comment on the matter. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney last month said his government would also hold industry consultations on the trade agreement this fall, though Canada's process has not yet formally begun. Bovine bird flu is now a thing in Nebraska, according to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. The NDA and USDA in recent days identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy cattle herd in central Nebraska. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, working with the National Veterinary Services Laboratories, confirmed a similar strain of the virus to what infected a herd in California. Cattle are at little risk of death with proper care, and the herd has been quarantined, officials said. Nebraska State Veterinarian Dr. Roger Dudley asked the state's cattle producers to monitor their biosecurity protocols and contact a vet if they noticed any symptoms. The state warned farmers to watch for decreases in hunger and milk production, along with clear nasal discharge, tacky or loose feces, dehydration, fever, and lethargic behavior. Here in the state of Wisconsin, no dairy cattle have been infected with the HPAI virus. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here. The overnight, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Mid-60s and light winds. Shower and storm chance continues into your Thursday. Partly sunny skies and afternoon highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day, there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heavens, rivers come to light. I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me. It's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good. And when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you, falling. For the winds to take us high above the plains, I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why.
Bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you.